Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I want to call attention to this official U.S. government website. It's called welcometousa.gov. And it encourages new immigrants to the United States to apply for welfare benefits and other free goodies. This website is run by the Department of Homeland Security and advertises itself as the U.S. government's official web portal for new immigrants. So your tax dollars were used to build and maintain a website that teaches new immigrants how to come into this country and basically start grabbing all the free federal welfare programs paid for by your tax dollars. They're cutting food stamps to Americans who were born here and are citizens. At the same time, they're spending money to advertise how to give away free benefits to new immigrants. Does this make any sense at all? And I'm wondering why the Department of Homeland Security is running this. Okay, we're hearing that George Soros and Paulson are adding to their massive gold positions. They're buying up gold as fast as they can, which is a smart thing to do. And it's also why, as we look for a new economic system for this country, we should not be looking at a gold standard, because we will just be slaves to those who currently own the gold. Now, we cannot go on with this Ponzi scheme, debt-based currency. Every country that has this model is in serious, serious trouble. We can't go on with that mistake. Even the IMF had said it's a failed experiment. We need to look for something new. We need to go back to a government-issued, value-based currency. We could base the currency on a unit of human labor that worked for Germany when it was recovering from the Weimar inflation. Could possibly base it on silver. There's too much silver for it to be monopolized. Maybe the Hunt brothers probably would take a different point of view on that one. We could base it on a kilowatt hour of electricity. We've talked about that, the electro. But we have to base it on something that is in abundant enough supply where it cannot be hoarded or monopolized or manipulated. And I know as everybody talks about the coming demise of the Federal Reserve, they're all saying, we must go back to a gold standard. No, because the people who looted us all with that Ponzi scheme banking system, they now own all the gold. And we would just be trading one form of banker slavery for another. So I am absolutely opposed to a return to the gold standard. Gold is good for wealth preservation. And if you have any surplus cash, you should be getting into gold and silver. And I'm going to obviously mention the Republic Trading Group, which is a good place to go. They support our operation here at Republic Broadcasting. But we should not go back to a gold-based, gold-backed currency, because we will be under the control of those who currently own the gold, and that's Soros and Paulson, and whoever got all the bullion out of the basement of the Federal Reserve. Stock market down today. Everybody was saying, huzzah, huzzah, after that huge roaring success yesterday, and everybody said, the economy's turned around yet again, but it's down. Apparently, Hewlett-Packard took a major clubbing because they had to do an $8 billion write-off on a British software company they acquired last year for $10 billion, and they're mentioning accounting improprieties. That can be a real issue, and I'll explain more when I come back from these words from our sponsor.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. a complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And hello, hi America, welcome back to the show, and we're talking about the major hit Hewlett-Packard shares took today, and they're being given the blame for the fact that the market is way down today. And apparently last year they acquired a British software company for just over $10 billion and apparently discovered way too late that the debt load of that company was much larger than expected. And they're calling it accounting improprieties. Now, we know the financial industry is fraught with fraud, and it's not unique to the United States of America. And I remember an incident many, many years ago when I was starting out in film effects and computer animation. I worked for a company called Robert Able & Associates in Hollywood, and I was there for a lot of years, and I was very happy. I could have stayed there the rest of my life. But we had a company in Canada called Omnibus that decided they were going to form the world's first computer animation super studio. At that point, it was all just these little tiny shops operating independently, which is a model they're returning to right now, with the exception of places like Industrial Light and Magic and Weta. And Omnibus came down and they bought Robert Able & Associates and also Digital Productions, which is was well known for like The Last Starfighter, which was a groundbreaking computer animated feature film. And in the case of both companies, there were, to put it politely, accounting improprieties that concealed the true scale of the debt both of these companies were in. And so they formed this new company, which WAGs were calling Digi Omnibusable, and 2 months later it collapsed. So this kind of stuff goes on all the time. And Hewlett-Packard has not always had the best management ever since Messrs. Hewlett and Packard left the scene. So years ago, Hewlett-Packard was the very, very best. And we used a lot of their equipment over at NASA JPL. And then they got taken over by Carla Fiorini, I think her name was. And they immediately started value engineering everything. And when we were starting, my wife and I were starting our animation shop here in Hawaii, we were buying Hewlett-Packard equipment because I'd had such a positive experience with them before. And we were getting things like these CD burners. This was even before DVD. CD burners were being manufactured in Hungary that were failing after as little a time as 2 weeks. And, you know, the CompUSA would say, well, bring it down. We'll get you another one. So I have to take time out of my production to unmount the drive, drive them to Honolulu, give them the drive. They'd say, oh, we don't have these in stock. You'll have to wait a week to get the replacement. And it just went on and on. And we almost lost the company because of all those problems. And that's why I don't use Hewlett-Packard equipment anymore. And it looks like they're, again, in trouble. Meanwhile, over at Microsoft, things are not doing very well over there. Sales of Windows 8 are proving to be a tremendous, tremendous disappointment. In fact, almost all sales that they have are for embedded software licenses with brand new tablets, brand new smartphones, and brand new laptops. And the number of people voluntarily buying Windows 8 to install on existing computers is virtually non-existent. But we've got a story that a member put up at whatreallyhappened.com where apparently somebody bought Windows 8 and tried to install it on their three-month-old Lenovo laptop, and it wouldn't install. And after five hours on the phone with Microsoft, Microsoft simply said, I'm sorry, three-month-old laptop, it's probably not compatible. One of the things Microsoft has been doing is they provide BIOS code to manufacturers is they try and lock in a certain set of operating systems. And a lot of people, when Windows 7 came out and people didn't like it, they would buy a Windows 7 laptop and try and go back to Windows XP, and the BIOS would refuse it. You will buy your new operating system. But Windows 8 is turning out to be the biggest disaster for Microsoft since Millennium Edition and Vista. And it is a cool system for a smartphone and a small tablet. But it's a terrible, terrible system for a desktop. And I'm not surprised they fired the head of the Windows division over this one. I know Microsoft is a huge company. They could even be in trouble. We're seeing so many iconic American companies struggling to exist right now. There's an interesting article, speaking of that, getting back to the hostess situation, over at Salon.com, they have an article, Vulture Capitalism, Not Unions Killed the Twinkies. And they basically go into detail about hedge funds that basically started getting into Twinkies. They took huge profits out of the company. They dumped millions in debt onto the Hostess Corporation, and that's what created the bankruptcy, not the unions. Now, the good news is, apparently, the Baker's Union agreed to mediation. So, Hostess Management, who just got their huge raises over this last year, and the Baker's Union are agreeing to mediation. The Twinkie may yet be saved. Hallelujah, 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 for all you junk food junkies out there. You're probably hearing this story right now that out in Los Angeles, they've arrested four terrorists. Four Southern California men have been charged with plotting to join Al-Qaeda and the Taliban in Afghanistan in order to kill Americans, blah, 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 blah. And we know what this is. Right now, as world opinion against Israel continues to decline and Americans are starting to say, why are we destroying ourselves by being Israel's lapdog? We needed another propaganda piece about the evil terrorists within our midst. And we know how this is going to turn out. We've seen this pattern dozens and dozens of times over the last 10 years, where an FBI informant goes out, finds a couple of patsies and says, hey, wouldn't it be great to do this? And they go, all right, fine. And the FBI informant provides money and other stuff, and then they swoop in to make the arrest to generate the headlines. And 6 months down the road, the judge is going to say, this is entrapment. They'll kick the case out of court, and you'll never hear about it. Just amazing stuff here. Now, we have talked a great deal about U.S. military weapons. which have a reputation for being the finest in the world, also the most expensive. Well, they're starting to lose that reputation. 4+ years on, they still can't figure out why the F-22 is asphyxiating its pilots. They just crashed one in Florida last week. They're still not saying what the cause of that was. And now we're coming on to the F-35, which so far in testing is unable to fly in rain because the electronics will malfunction. The naval variant cannot actually land on a carrier because the arrestor hook is too close to the main landing gear. Lockheed has started to send the F-35s to the Marine Corps, but it still may be more than a year away from being usable. The Marine Corps Air Station at Yuma, Arizona, received their first F-35 Joint Strike Fighter on Friday. But they still can't get special items like, you know, the helmets. There's a special helmet that locks to the weapon system. That's not ready. This is the costliest program in U.S. military history. And the plane is unusable right now. So maybe the White House plan is to let the enemy see the F-35 looking sexy on the tarmac. And that will scare them into capitulation. Ooh, look at this. Doesn't that look scary sitting there? You don't want to risk war with us. Because it certainly doesn't seem to be good for much else of anything else. I think part of the problem is really very simple. Between the dumbing down of America in our schools, the abandonment of manufacturing, where really good people who knew manufacturing have been lured away to other countries, the U.S. lacks the talented personnel and technology to sustain this weapons production and produce weapons that will really work. And we know this is not a new phenomenon, and again, I want to refer you back to a book and a movie of the same name called The Pentagon Wars. And the movie is fabulous. It was directed by Richard Benjamin, who does a cameo in it as well. And it's basically all about the development of the Bradley Infantry Fighting Vehicle and the scandal of how much money was spent during development for what was essentially supposed to be a bus to take soldiers to the front line. It's amazing. Seen that video, you probably have too, where the new development is they've come up with a robotic walking vehicle. Kind of looks like a horse without a head. And the idea is you just throw your packs and your weapons onto that, and it trots along behind you as you walk to the front line. Hideously, hideously expensive. If wars are economic, the U.S. has already lost. They're collapsing under the weight of their own military spending here. Speaking of collapsing, the Fourth Amendment is under attack. There is a Senate bill that is under consideration. It's scheduled for a vote next week. It just went through a quick rewrite that will allow the government to read your email without a warrant. Now, I have no doubt they're already doing it. They have to be cagey about it. They can't admit that they're reading your email. But if this bill passes, it's going to have to go to the Supreme Court for a constitutional test because it does seem to be a clear violation of the Fourth Amendment. But the government wants to read your email and peek over your shoulder without warrants any longer. And it gets back to that question that we were raising regarding the secession issue. There are a lot of advantages to secession on the state level. But if you're opposed to secession, just ask yourself this question. If you stay in the United States, if you stay in the Union, what do you get? Austerity, higher taxes, lower services, unending war, pandering to Israel, looting the people to prop up Wall Street, and a government that is so terrified that you're going to get angry that they're reading your email, looking at you through TV cameras, breaking into your servers, tracking you through your cell phones. Is that really something that you want to be a part of? Now, Judge Napolitano is out there with a quote, "If we keep on what we are doing now, it will lead to violence, and that will lead to secession or dictatorship." And again, I counsel against violence. The federal government is prepared to fight and win a bloody war against the American people. Patience, patience, patience. It's going to collapse the way the Soviet Union did, and we'll be right back.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey, folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And as a matter of fact, Egypt has just issued a statement. There will be no announcement regarding a ceasefire tonight. So, again, I think Morsi got snookered to make him look bad. And there is no ceasefire in Israel and Gaza right now. We're going to go to the phones. And, Barb, I'm sorry you dropped. I was going to take your call first here. If you want to call back in, I'll make sure I get right to you. And we're going to take Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Two topics. First of all, a Hewlett-Packard blast from the past. Reverse Polish notation. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that. Well, yeah, you know why they went with that, right? Because that's the way a stack works in your standard computer. It's stack-based mathematics, and so for people who were computer engineers, it was a very natural way of thinking about it and keeping multiple values for your equations. That's something that you can't do in an algebraic notation calculator.
Enter your first value, enter your second value, then enter your function. Yeah.
That's right.
And those things were built like tanks, man. And they were smarter than the other ones. They had a brilliant display. I mean, I vividly remember, you know, doing my logarithms and, you know, exponential notation in high school with that kind of stuff.
Well, I absolutely loved my HP 15C calculator. And then when the HP 28C came along, I gave the 15C to a coworker who had a large family and couldn't afford to buy himself a nice calculator, and I got the 28C, which gave up its ghost only this last year, mostly because the plastic in the case was starting to rot away. But I used that thing. I used it on Lost. I just pounded on that thing, and it was wonderful. And that was the reason, because of those positive memories, that I went with Hewlett-Packard equipment when I was setting up my animation shop here. But unfortunately, the newer HP equipment, as it was produced while Carla Fiorini was CEO, it was all junk. It really was, and I'm not ever going to use Hewlett-Packard ever again.
Yeah, they were still loaded with functions. You had like three functions on every button. You had to remember whether it hit the blue one or the orange one and all that jazz.
Yeah, it was amazing what they could do. Matrix transformations, just all kind of stuff. They were amazing. And the HP 15C was so popular, there are software emulators for it. There's one that you can have on the iPhone, which I have. There's one for Windows that you can put on your desktop. And it almost became a standard. And it's almost surprising that Hewlett-Packard has not brought that back into production because of its popularity.
They couldn't make the chip if they wanted to. Silicon Valley's dead.
Actually, you're right. That is probably exactly the reason why they had to let that one go. And that's a shame. It was a wonderful, wonderful machine.
They were a bear to program, though, but you could do it.
Yeah, I wrote some pretty nifty programs on both of them. And, you know, that was really handy, again, when I was at Robert Abel and Associates, because, you know, you didn't buy your software off the shelf for computer animation. You were writing your own software, and it didn't have a lot of features. And so a lot of the calculations for ease-in, ease-out animation curves you were doing on your own with paper, pencil, and calculator.
Yeah, it took you half hour just to program a polynomial equation, yeah?
Maybe it took you a half hour.
Yeah, exactly. But my second topic is the fighter and attack aircraft. Back in, like, 1979, I was in college at Enormous State University. Hank McNamara, you know, Enormous State University. And Air Force ROTC, and we toured the Fairchild factory in Maryland where they made the A-10. And all we heard about it, how it was state-of-the-art and had a pilot set in a titanium bathtub that could take a direct howitzer hit. And they showed us the 30-millimeter... 1 pound depleted uranium tipped shells that could pierce anything, and, you know, treetop flying and all kinds of armor piercing and blah, blah, blah. These were the state of the art. Then they eventually put them into service. They upgraded the HUD on them and stuff and the engines. Then they decided, they made the brilliant move of deciding to mothball them when there was nothing else in the inventory that could perform the low and slow tactical air support function. You know, back in Vietnam, they did it with OV-8 and OV-10. Planes. This plane was so unique. The idiots mothballed them. Then they realized in Gulf War One that they needed that function. They dragged a bunch of them out of the Arizona desert where they tucked them away with a layer of armor all and put them out in the sun. And they refitted them all, brought them back into service, realizing how unique they were. And the same, I imagine they've got lines of F-15s and F-14s sitting out there now. And they may as well bring some of those back into service because especially the F-15 Eagle, very dependable.
Well, those are still in service. In fact, Israel's using them right now, apparently, to attack Gaza, along with F-16s.
Yeah, the F-16 has stayed more active. Certainly the Navy. They retired the F-4 long ago, and the F-14s, the F-18s, taken Super Hornet has taken the place of the F-14. But they'd be better off putting some of that older stuff back into service if they needed numbers of planes. Because obviously,
well, they could if they could still build the parts. See, that's the problem. When an aircraft, or for that matter, a spacecraft is taken out of production, the jigs used to build it get scrapped. You're probably, it would cost more to revive those lines than it would to simply develop a new aircraft with new technology. But you're right about the F-15. I actually got to take a ride in one many, many years ago in the two-seater. I think it was the either the C or the D. And I got to take a ride in one, and that was a lot of fun. I hate war, but they do have some fun toys. What can I tell you?
Well, and not to mention the fact that the F-22 Raptor is touted as the world's most advanced aircraft. Well, it's one advantage it has itself, but the Sukhoi, the Russian Sukhoi, has nozzles that maneuver in three axes. The Raptor only maneuvers in two.
We got to take a break for commercial. Stay on the line. I'm going to let you come on back here and talk a little bit more about this aircraft.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8. Or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Glenn in Philadelphia about military aircraft and about just the amazing amount of waste of how expensive these things are to build. Thankfully, most of them never get used, and then they just get scrapped or mothballed. And I was looking in Flash Earth. I was trying to find the location of that Arizona boneyard, because if you just look at it from space and how huge it is, and you look at all those airframes and you start counting up how much they cost, and you'll realize just this obscene amount of money that is being spent by the U.S. government on these weapons with which to project its will onto the rest of the world. And it is just... You look at some of these things and you figure, you know, how many schools could you build for this money? How many hospitals? I mean, I overlook Pearl Harbor here, and I look down and I see these Arleigh Burke cruisers, destroyers actually. And they go about $2 billion each. And I know in an age where the Federal Reserve is cranking out $80 billion a month to buy back failed mortgage bundles from the banks to keep them afloat, $2 billion doesn't seem like a lot of money anymore. But if you look at the budget of your local community, your city, maybe even your state, and you realize how much could be done with $2 billion. And it seems we are a warrior nation or a warrior people, at least from the point of view of the government. where military spending in the United States of America, we spend more on the machinery of death than the next 45 nations combined, of which 44 are supposedly allies. And it really is obscene. Now, you know, I used to love flying before TSA, and I love aviation in general. And they do make some pretty cool aircraft. If you can divorce yourself from what the purpose of these machines are, they're actually pretty amazing. But it is an obscene amount of money and an obscene amount of waste, and America and the world suffers for it. Glenn, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, yeah. Yeah, that Arizona boneyard, Arizona might be good because it's dry on the one hand, but you start thinking about UV damage over time and sandstorms and stuff. Get all the, you know, sand in your spokes. You know, that's got to be kind of hard to exhume anything out of there and get it usable. But anyway, the nozzle thing with the fighters. The Harrier jump jets get off the deck, you know, through the use of the thruster nozzles. And they borrowed a cue from that and started to put thruster nozzles on the fighters.
Yes.
And the latest, now the F-22 does have stealth technology, so it's have a very small radar footprint. That's one thing that has that the Russian fighter doesn't have. But the you have three axes, the vertical, longitudinal, and horizontal axes for yaw, pitch, and roll. And the Raptor only has nozzles in two axes. The Sukhoi has nozzles in all three axes. And there was last I checked, there was a Russian fighter pilot who was so proficient, had a standing offer to dogfight anyone in the world in that thing, and nobody will take him on because he just goes up and pulls a Red Baron on him, and they're gone. And
The new Russian Republic, they're producing some amazing, amazing aircraft out there. And, again, you admire the technology, but you wonder, you know, why does it have to be put into the machinery of death instead of the machinery of life? And it all goes back to George Bernard Shaw in his work, The Devil in Don Juan, which is the third act of a larger work called Man and Superman, where the devil is basically saying there's nothing in man's industry but his greed and his sloth. His heart is in his weapons, and we continue to prove that that is true.
Yeah, pretty nihilistic stuff. America is functioning almost exclusively as a mercenary entity for the globalists at this point.
Yeah, so, very much so. Okay. Very much so.
People complain about America using mercenaries. Well, the American military itself is functioning in a mercenary fashion. You know,
our kids in uniform are all mercenaries for the Federal Reserve right now, because the ultimate goal of all of these wars of conquest is to use the world's resource-rich nations to prop up the dollar.
Yeah. Well, simultaneously bringing down any sovereignty, you know, by enslaving them to debt, simultaneously abusing and using them as mercenary entities while destroying their sovereignty through debt. So they're both using them and depleting them simultaneously, and it's intentional.
Yeah, I would agree. It absolutely is. Anything else?
All right. That's about it.
All right, well, we're going to let you go here, Glenn. Thank you for that walk down memory lane. And it is amazing what some of this military technology can do. But again, why do we have such an instinct to put our best minds and our best brains into the machinery of death instead of the machinery of life? And as Eisenhower said, this is not life in any normal sense of the word. This is humanity hanging from a cross of iron. And he was absolutely right. Absolutely right. Getting back to the economy here, we're hearing that there is a huge debate over at the Target stores regarding Black Thursday. And apparently, in an effort to try and stimulate demand or catch the leading edge of the holiday shopping season, Target stores are going to open on 9 p.m. Thursday night. That's Thanksgiving night. And I guess they're going to be open all night long and into the next morning to try and get ahead of Black Friday. There is a massive employee petition, 350,000 people, employees of Target, signed it to try and get them to change their mind. I don't think they will. The greed is out there. The desperation for Christmas sales are out there. Without a massive Christmas shopping season, there are many retail corporations in this country that are simply going to evaporate next year, as we have seen in the last several Christmases. They tout up a huge Christmas shopping season. They load up the store with all this junk. and the sales figures are poor, and come January, February, we start hearing where this or that retailer is having to close their doors. And it's just all about flogging more money out of the American people, and we don't have it. I'm sure there's going to be huge crowds down there at the malls, but very few shopping bags. Because I think most Americans do not want to ramp up those credit card bills again. Not in this economy here. Meanwhile, there was a very interesting article over at the Intel Hub, 55 reasons why you should buy products that are made in America this holiday season, and I would agree with that. Keep the money at home, but I would take it one step further. Start looking for the little craft fairs around your neighborhood. They're going to be popping up. Schools and churches and other neighborhood groups are going to be doing that, where people are just making stuff for sale, and get that for Christmas presents. For two reasons. One, you're keeping the money in your neighborhood. You're going to get good bargains there. There's not going to be some corporate structure ripping off most of the money and taking it away. And second of all, when you get something that's made by a local craftsperson, you're getting something unique. It's not just one of several billion that everybody's being flogged to buy by TV. And for those of you on Justin TV, I think I've probably shown this to you before. This is a little ornament charm that I got from a homeless artist down in Waikiki, where he simply walks around and he picks up these seed pods off the beach, and he cuts them into quarters, and then he paints these little designs on them. And he sells them to get money for more paint and also to eat on, so that he's not dependent on somebody's handout. And I got this one, and the more I looked at it, the more impressed I became with it, because when you realize this is hand-painted and handmade, this is the only one of these in the entire world. Yes, there are others that are sort of kind of the same, but it's unique. This is the only one of these there are. When you go out and you buy your latest iGizmo, you're buying the same thing everybody else has. And you just become part of that common mass of flogged shoppers out there saying, this you must buy for Christmas and buy it on credit. And as I mentioned yesterday, I got this little advertising flyer that said, a little gift of holiday cheer inside. And you open it up and it's a pitch from a credit union to take out a loan for your Christmas shopping. And I absolutely am not going to do that. In fact, I would encourage all of my listeners, cash only. Or make it yourself. Make food to take over to the family. Bake a cake, cookies, something like that. You are not a better person for maxing out your credit cards during the holiday shopping season. It's just another come on to get you back into debt to prop up the pyramid scheme banking system. Many, many years ago, back in the 1980s, I had the opportunity to work in Europe for a while. I was still part of Robert Abel and Associates, and they sent me over there to deal with a project. And I was in Germany, I was in Munich for over the Christmas holiday. And that was when I found out what Christmas is really supposed to feel like, where people were genuinely happy and cheerful, choirs in the street, people walking around handing out little treats to total strangers. And ever since then, every American Christmas I've seen, it just looks like it's another advertising come on. They get the decorations up in the malls, you know, as soon as summer is over, so that by the time Christmas is here, it isn't a decoration, it's just decor. And it's tacky at that. And it's all about flogging more money out of you. And if there is a true meaning of Christmas, it is not going to be found inside the United States of America. And I think that's one of the reasons why my wife and I, we don't bother with the Christmas tree any longer. We can't get into it. I certainly can't get into Christmas when we're bombing the people you see in those little nativity scenes to steal their oil. And so by the time we get here and we've been looking at these same faded Christmas decorations for months on end down at the mall, I'm in full-bore Ebenezer Scrooge mode. And I'm in agreement. If you're going to buy Christmas presents, buy something made in the United States of America. Pay cash only, do without. I am sure everybody who's on your Christmas shopping list is in the same financial predicament that you are in. They will understand that they're not getting a $500 Blu-ray player this year. We used to believe in this idea that it was the thought that counted behind the gifts, that you thought about them. And it didn't have to be a big, huge, spectacular gift to prove how butch you were, how rich you are. And so as we go in and out of Thanksgiving and the Christmas shopping season officially begins, although they last weekend here at the mall, they had the pre-Black Friday, and they were trying to lure them in. And there was a sizable crowd down there, hard to find parking. A lot of people looking around, very few shopping bags. Especially if you are a prepper or you're thinking about learning how to get along off the grid without being dependent on the supermarket and the shopping mall. This is a good chance to develop your cooking skills. Bake some cakes, cookies, pies to take to local friends and neighbors. Make something that you know somebody can use without having to go to the store. And above all, this Christmas season, don't use the credit cards. Don't use the delayed payment plans. Don't use any of that, because that's just hooking you back into that debt slavery on which this nation has been living since 1913. So I'm not going to be going to Walmart to see if, in point of fact, there's a worker walkout. Anyway, one more note. Local food banks all across the United States are asking for donations, you know, because it is Thanksgiving. And a lot of Americans are not going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. And it turns out it can actually be very easy to help out your local homeless people. And one thing that we found here, we went into the supermarket the other day, and we found a loaf of bread here in Hawaii now is $7. That's how out of control things are going. But we found one of these little stores where the bakery will put the loaves on the shelves for so many days, and at the end of its expiration, they take them back out, and then they have this clearance store where they put the day, two-day old bread on sale, and you can get loaves of bread there for about $1.50. And so, you know, we'll load up the Civic, we'll take it on down and hand it out to the homeless people. So there are ways to help. And certainly those homeless and foodless people, they're not going to care if the bread is not exactly bakery fresh. So if there is a food bank near your home, take a moment to maybe just some little thing over there. Help them out. Because if Thanksgiving is an American holiday, then it should be for all Americans, especially those Americans who have been brutalized and victimized by this Ponzi scheme banking system that we fought a revolution, that we became America to break free of. All right. Now then, Rick Santelli is out there saying that economic experts are still trying to avoid the real economic problem. Forget about an 80 billion euro Greece bailout. Trillions are needed. And even Rick is still missing the point. It doesn't matter how many trillions of dollars you print up and loan into the system to float it along. It's still a loan. We're going to wind up in Zimbabwe territory. Single paper note with $100 trillion. Right there. $100 trillion. Sure wish I could get the IRS to accept that as payment. And we're going to be there. We're going to be in that same exact situation. They're just printing up the money, and it's always a loan at interest to somebody. The debt continues to grow faster than the available money supply. The only solution is Andrew Jackson's solution. You shut that private bank down, and you write off the debt. And that is ultimately the only solution. Obviously, the money junkies are fighting tooth and nail to scream, oh, it's all Hamas' fault, it's all the Arab Muslims, it's all this, it's terror, it's giant space mice, it's all the rest of this stuff. Because they understand the world is coming to understand that this private central bank model is a disaster. It is doomed to fail. It is doomed to collapse. It's great for them. They just don't want you to realize what a disaster it is for you until it is too late for you to do anything about that. Now, yesterday we were mentioning how Moody's has downgraded France's AAA rating. That was a major blow because now France has to pay higher interest on any new borrowing that it does to keep itself going. This is sending a warning for banks and all of Europe that the economic outlook remains very, very grim. And this downgrade of France is complicating talks with Germany as they try and figure out how they're going to try and find one more cork for that hole in the bottom of that boat. And if you don't know what I mean, I've used as an illustration for the Eurozone a wooden boat sitting on the water. There are 10 holes in the bottom and only 9 corks. The holes represent the debt. The corks represent the available money supply, which is always less than the debt. And everything they're doing over there amounts to taking a cork out of one hole and putting it into another and say, I'm working on the solution. And yet the water continues to come in and the boat as a whole continues to sink. So we're going to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder what's a guy on Main Street to do. I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I please.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to the phones. We've got Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to backtrack to what you were saying about Christmas and gifts and everything like that. In 2008, my family and I, which I have a huge extended family, we came up with the rule that anybody over the age of 21, if you wanted to get them a gift, it could not be bought. It had to be made or whatever. And 4 years on, people have gotten really creative. And, like, my aunt taught my wife how to make her great-grandmother's spaghetti gravy sauce. My cousin taught me how to tune up my car and change my oil. And at this point, it's almost like if you were to go to the Home Depot and buy a gift card or get a DVD player, it would be insulting because there's no thought into it. There's no care into it. So if you're willing to make the commitment and say, listen, you know, for the kids and whatever, it's fine. You can buy them toys or video games. But if you want to get a gift, it can't be bought in a store. It has to be something that you know or you made or you can teach.
Well, that's a really good idea because one of the ways we're kept dependent is to discourage us from developing the kind of craftsman skills that allow you to do things. Well, just even, you know, go around your home repairing things. They want you to call a repair person and trade money because they can tax that. And, you know, back in the 1980s when we were already losing our manufacturing, they were pushing this whole idea of the service economy, which is where we're going to do each other's laundry for a fee. And it was a way of increasing tax opportunities for the government, but it didn't really improve our standard of living at all. And, yeah, absolutely. If you have a skill, like if you're an artist, you know, do an artwork, a painting, a sketch, a drawing, or a sculpture or something, and give that to them. I have a friend here who used to live here, and they left the country too now that I think about it. And she was an artist specializing in found object art. You know, things recovered from trash bins and whatnot, and just make things that hang on the wall or sculpture. And she was very good. She won a lot of prizes. And we have one of her items here in our home that was a gift from her for a holiday. And
well, I'm a second generation antique dealer by trade, and I can tell you the things that bring the most money and are the most valuable are the folk artsy, tramp art, sort of unique, one-of-a-kind items that didn't come off an assembly line and, you know, weren't made six to a dozen or what have you. It is the individual piece that's unique that becomes the most collectible and valuable.
It's a portrait of the person who made it. It's a portrait of the time and where they were living. And absolutely, I agree with that. And I have a tremendous resonance for these one-of-a-kind items and, you know, finding them, rebuilding them, repairing them, and if possible, still using them. But we do need to turn away from this dependency on large, you know, import big box stores that are selling us all. You know, we all have to have the same thing to prove that we're valid members of society, and I disagree with that, obviously. We have to take a break for station identification here. And, Kyle, thank you very much for your observations, and I absolutely agree with you about that, okay?
All right, Mike. Have a good one. Have a good holiday, too.
Thank you very much. We'll be right back after station identification.
It's true.